This is JIS News. Coming up, close to $40 million to be spent to upgrade health centers in St. James. Government secures World Bank grant for climate change project, and Hanover JPs urged to help fight lottery scamming. The news in detail after this message.
Come to the Jamaica Information Service JIS head office at 53A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10 for your Jamaican flags, heritage posters, and publications. Get 10% off all packages on Fridays when you wear the national colors to make your purchase. Offer available now through to October 30 while stocks last. Call 926-3590-4, email research@jis.gov.jm or visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. The government is spending nearly $40 million to upgrade two health centers in St. James to benefit over 20,000 residents in more than seven communities. A total of $26.7 million has been allocated to renovate the Cambridge Health Center, while $12.27 million will go towards expanding facilities at the Green Pond Health Center. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the projects are in keeping with the ongoing thrust to improve the country's primary health infrastructure.
In improving the quality of life, it is to the extent that health is seen just not as a social good, but is seen in the context of economic development from the standpoint of production and productivity.
Renovation of the Type 3 Health Center at Cambridge is being undertaken by contractor Metal Plus Engineering over a six-month period. The projects are being financed by the National Health Fund. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is calling on Justices of the Peace, JPs, in Hanover to join the police in the fight against lottery scamming. Minister Bunting says the crime is contributing to the increase in murders in the parish since the start of the year. Hanover has recorded 48 murders to date, representing a 70% increase, placing the parish second behind St. James as the parishes with the highest murder rates for 2015 to date.
I tell you this so that you will understand the scale of the problem that we're facing in Hanover. It's not coincidence that where you have the concentration of lottery scamming, you have murder.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting addressing a forum hosted by the Hanover chapter of the Jamaica Lay Magistrates Association recently. He's imploring parents in the parish to take a zero-tolerance approach to lottery scamming, urging those in need of assistance to work with agencies such as the Social Development Commission, SDC, in order to benefit from parenting programs. The government has received approximately $810.2 million in World Bank grant funding support to improve climate and weather data collection and information management within ministries, departments, and agencies. The undertaking is part of a package of projects valued at approximately $3.57 billion being financed in Jamaica under the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, in welcoming the World Bank support, underscored the need to generate data that will adequately assist Jamaica's preparation to deal with climate change. He says the climate data project, to be implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, will be of tremendous benefit to the country and particularly key stakeholders such as farmers, planners, residents in flood-prone areas, and tourism and health sector interests. The finance minister was addressing the signing ceremony at his National Heroes Circle offices in Kingston recently. Primary beneficiaries of the project include the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change and its agencies, the National Meteorological Service, Water Resources Authority and National Spatial Data Management Division, as well as the Ministry of Health, among other stakeholders. And Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, is calling on Jamaicans to work together to ensure students attend school regularly. Speaking at the recent Duke of Edinburgh Awards, he said students are not turning up for school for extended periods with no reasonable excuse.
The Minister of Education, all of us, must be on a drive to get children to attend school 5 days of the week. And we've asked principals, and at this occasion, we appeal to civic leaders to combine their efforts to ensure that children who are missing from school for prolonged periods are located and are returned.
Minister Thwaites says 2% of students drop out of school during grades 8 and 10. He points out that dropouts are often the ones who find themselves involved in illegal activities. That was JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.